I would like to call this meeting to order at 10:05 a.m. I would also like to ask, as a courtesy to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received a notice of this board meeting. The public notice meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Director Carolyn Johnson indicated that she would not be present for this meeting. As part of the start of today's meeting, I want to welcome our newest board member, Jeff Tallis. Jeff, thank you for being here. He is succeeding Nancy Porter, so you got some big shoes to fill, and I'm sure you'll be doing a great job.
Look forward to it.
At this point, I do want to take one moment. We have I've received a card. As most of you know, Chris Ford's, she lost her mother recently, and we sent some flowers, and I'd like to read a card that I received from her. Dear members of the BRA board, it meant so much to my family and me that to see your beautiful spray of flowers at our mother's visitation and interment. I haven't kept up with many of my friends from the San Antonio since I left there 41 years ago. So having adopted a part of Texas and those friends represented pleased me so much. I felt you were all there with us. I will always remember your kindness when I am missing my mom. Sincerely, Chris. So, Phil, please, again, pass on our condolences to Chris and our well wishes. With that in mind, at this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you who are interested in providing comments should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact info. I have one card here. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on meeting notice. That is not our requirement as state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions and deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at public meetings and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matter which has not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone with an opportunity to speak, we will limit each presenter to 3 minutes. Also, considering that we have a great deal of work, I will be, in the past, I've been a bit generous in our in the time given to speakers, but today we will have to limit it to 3 minutes. With that said, I have one card here for Stephen Lauder, speaking on lease rates from maybe Lakeview LLC. Mr. Lauder.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, board members. I took the liberty this morning to go ahead and give everyone a handout of what I of some information here. I'm manager of Maybe Lakeview LLC. Our lease is up for the 5-year adjustment period, and you have that on the agenda item for commercial lease rate methodologies before you today. And the Lakeview lease rate is $36,000 plus per year. And it accounts for 12% of the total collections of all commercial leases at Possum Kingdom Lake. That includes the leases that you're divesting of as well as the ones that you're keeping. That income does not include certain commercial leases that have the ability to have docks and have a separate fee for their per square footage of the docks that they have, which is a dock fee. And you have some dock fees as well and some residential leases. It's not a rental rate. But this, I'm just talking about the rental rate. From the 66 commercial leases that are in effect today, and our lease rate's over 170% of the second most expensive commercial lease. The BRA has executed new leases concurrent with our lease and subsequent to the date of our lease for a lower rental rate, despite the fact that those new leases have approved uses that can produce substantially greater revenues and profits than is possible with our existing Lakeview lease. These leases, effective prior to the Lakeview lease, are, even with their rent adjustments, provide the opportunity for far greater revenues and profits than possible at Lakeview. The 2006 lease that we bid on at auction in September of 06, 4 years ago this coming September. The lease prior to that was $7,700 a year versus 36, plus $500 per developed condo lot. We have seven condo lots of which the BRA gets the rental income from five of those units under separate individual leases. In January, this is very important, Board. In January of 06, this board met on an agenda item. It's the last time commercial leases have been addressed, other than the 1 year, every time the 5 year adjustment, every year you talk about 5 year adjustments. The board voted to do an interim lease, and we're subject to this. Our lease says that you can that y'all can replace my lease at any time for whatever reason you want to. And the feeling of the board was, at that time, the Staubach report was coming out in the April meeting, 3 months later. And the board decided that they would table any further action on it until 3 to 6 months after the Staubach report came out. We bid on an asset, this asset, in September of 06, and what we bid on is not what we took lease transfer to. It's separate. It's different. There were amendments made. Lastly, Board, we believe it's in the best interest of both the BRA and commercial leases to set rents at market rates, which allow the lessee the possibility of successful operations. In that regard, we're willing to escrow the cost of a market rent appraisal that y'all pick, and if you'd agree to adjust the lease rate to what the appraisal says. I appreciate the board's action 12 months ago today, allowing us to escrow $10,000 to study condominium law, but many of y'all voted against it because you didn't want to waste staff's time because of the decommissioning issues. We've been patient. And I've got over $100,000 since last July. Being patient with the property is only a redevelopment property. It can't be operated the way it is. Thank y'all for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Louder.